F.
It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Good morning to Hayden from the Drug Foundation. How's it going, mate?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Now, what are we starting with this morning for What's the Buzz?
Well, I thought we could dedicate most of today to talking about magic mushrooms because 'tis the season.
It's the season for magic mushrooms, people, growing in the wild.
I also did just want to touch on, we released our report on our drug checking. So we're one of three drug checking providers in New Zealand, and we just recently released our report on what we saw in 2024, so like the whole calendar year. And yeah, it's quite some quite interesting numbers in there, so thought I could touch on some of those. So we, the cool thing for us is we grew our drug checking service by about 25% compared to 2023, which is awesome. So that like drug checking just keeps getting more popular and more used and more accessible to people, mm-hmm. which is great. And that's been a similar trend with the other providers as well. They're providing more services and seeing more people, which is awesome. Overall, about 68% of the drugs that we saw were what people expected. So that leaves quite a few drugs that weren't.
32% of all drugs are not what?
Yeah. So the one caveat with that number is that, so 16% people brought the drugs in not really knowing what they were in the first place.
Okay.
So, yeah. What's that? I can't do quick maths on the radio. But yeah, the headline on that is that's slightly better than the year before.
Okay.
So it's not.
Do you think drug checking services are one of the reasons behind this?
People need to be a bit more honest
in what they sell?
I reckon there's a real kind of upward pressure because people now are. Well, more and more people, there's still quite a few people who don't get their drugs checked, and I would encourage them to come along and get them checked. But more and more people are getting them checked, and, you know, dealers, people selling drugs know that, and so know that they kind of can't get away with as much maybe. Mm-hmm. And we do hear of a lot of, like, you know, back and forth when it comes to, like, the results. So I think it does hopefully have upward pressure. The problem is we're in such a volatile and dynamic market here that you know, our whole drug market can quite easily be flooded with
something
crap from overseas. So, it can only go so far. And so on the kind of the main drugs that we see through, so like 89% of MDMA was MDMA. Only 74% of cocaine was found to be just cocaine. So, and that's been a trend we've continued to see through this year. Is about a quarter to a third of cocaine that we're testing isn't cocaine. So I'd really encourage anyone using cocaine to come get it checked.
To get it tested.
Yeah. Ketamine, 91% was found to be ketamine, and methamphetamine is about 82%. So, it's there's lots of difference, but I would say especially if you're using cocaine, there's a lot of kind of not cocaine out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that isn't in the report, just because we didn't have enough samples, but a trend that we are seeing is amphetamines, so speed. That's quite often not speed. So what people think is speed or has been sold to them as speed is not speed.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the worst in terms of the percentage.
Yes.
That's as expected.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but people can read the full report on the Level.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if you're deciding to take drugs, the best way to stay safe is to get your stuff tested before you put it in your body.
Yes, always always the top piece of advice.
Now, on to magic mushrooms, because it's got a bit colder and it started raining, which means that the wood-loving magic mushrooms out there start to sprout.
Yes, and I guess mushrooms are kind of somewhat unique in terms of the drug market because they are, you know, you can find them naturally growing around. You don't really.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. and so that means there is some unique kind of harm reduction advice as well.
Okay, where do we start on?
So I would say the kind of the most important thing to keep in mind with mushrooms is that the most harm we see from mushrooms is when people have picked
the wrong
the
ones.
Wrong variety.
So identification is the key thing here.
Definitely top thing. Yeah.
How and do I identify the magic mushrooms that I'm foraging?
Yeah, so this is where it gets a bit hard and hazy because there's so many different varieties and some of them look very similar. So some of the kind of magic mushroom varieties look very similar to poisonous mushrooms. Mm. I would say that our advice is to either, if you are going foraging, go foraging with someone who's really experienced, ideally. Mm-hmm. There's also lots of online forums, and we've got links to some of them on the level that can help with identification.
The shroomery.org used to have a New Zealand thread when the New Zealand 2025 when the season kicked off, and people would be posting pictures on there. But is there a more local?
Yeah, there's there's another one called Silver Linings, but with a PS, Silver Linings. Yeah, there's quite a few, but I would encourage people to kind of go to the level. We've got a few different links. We've also got some really good articles from people who are experienced with mushrooms on kind of what to avoid. Mm-hmm. We've tried not to make it a guide on like here's the mushrooms to find. It's more of here's some of the ones that might look like what you're trying to find but are potentially dangerous.
What are the potential risks of consuming mushrooms, especially if they're misidentified?
The biggest risk is potentially like death.
Okay.
But down the ladder from that is just having like real bad nausea or being hospitalized. Poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So definitely like if you are going foraging, spending a lot of time understanding what you're trying to identify and on that identification, and then also knowing who to call. Mm-hmm. So obviously 111 is probably the first go-to if you are feeling like you have been poisoned.
Yep.
And there's also the New Zealand National Poison Centre as well. So yeah, identification number one. Unfortunately, it is still a pretty tricky one because it's not like, you know, go look for the blue mushroom.
They're all different.
Yeah, they are all different. Yes. And it does get quite technical because the online identification websites will talk about, you know, taking a spore print, seeing if the kind of if what color the bruising is. Like there's lots of different things
ways
you need to go
about it. It's not just one. But the level.org.nz is a good place to start.
Good place to start. We've got lots of links to different resources and different places that will help you out if you are foraging. So the other thing is, you know, sometimes people won't forage. They'll buy psilocybin, and sometimes that'll come up as a kind of a powder, or sometimes that will come as just mushrooms. So you can bring them in to get checked.
Okay.
At a drug checking clinic.
You can check mushrooms?
An extent.
Okay.
So mushrooms, unfortunately, are one of the drugs that we can't give like really clear or certain guidance on, but it is kind of good to do some...
Wait a minute, this is just a normal button mushroom.
Yeah, it's good to do some ruling in or ruling out. So what we can do is if you have a brown powder, we can put that on the spectrometer and make sure there's nothing kind of like, you know, no nasty like chemicals or any other like powdered substances that someone's mixed in.
Okay.
We'll also, whether it's a powder or a mushroom, be able to do a reagent test, and that can show the presence of an indole, which is basically what makes it, so it's what makes the mushroom kind of psychedelic. So it'll turn a kind of purple color in our reagent test, and while that can't tell you whether it's a poisonous variety or not, it's a kind of a good indication of whether it's if you don't get that reaction, you know that it's definitely not a psychedelic mushroom. So a little bit complicated and annoyingly so. There's some really cool people working on some potential other techniques that could help us more positively identify mushrooms. Yeah.
Now, what are the safety precautions people should take when consuming magic mushrooms?
So, yeah, after that kind of identification piece, I think one of the biggest things really, like any drug, but I think particularly for psychedelic drugs, your kind of mindset, it's the classic set and setting advice, and I think it's particularly important for psychedelic drugs. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just having a reflection on kind of what kind of mindset and mood and mental state are you in, because any drug, and particularly psychedelic drugs, can kind of amplify a bad state if you're in a bad state.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that the people you're with are, you know, going to help make you feel good and safe, and you're not going to start feeling really bad about the company that you're with, and also the environment that you're in. And a key thing with that, I guess, is that mushrooms last a long time.
Yes.
So you need to plan ahead. So, yeah, basically planning for the fact that the onset could take anywhere between half an hour and an hour,
mm-hmm.
and then the effects kind of peaking around maybe 3 to 6 hours, but potentially lasting kind of longer than 6 to 8 hours. So you really need to like have your day planned out, you know, have warm clothes, have food sorted, water, that kind of thing.
That was kind of leading into where my next question. Well, do you have any advice for people taking magic mushrooms in outdoor settings? Because I guess some people are foraging and they might, you know, happen to take it while they're in nature or while hiking.
Yeah, I think psychedelic drugs are often kind of associated with, you know, the outdoors. Like it can be where people prefer to take them.
Yes. Have you ever run into someone strange on a hiking trail, yeah. dear listener?
I think it's the same advice, really. It's that kind of planning ahead and not and making sure you've got what you need, that you're not going to feel kind of unsafe or isolated. And the other advice, whether you're indoors or outdoors, is considering like a sober, like trip sitter.
Trip sitter, yep.
Trip sitting is kind of, I guess, particularly popular or associated with psychedelic drugs, because one of the things to keep in mind with psychedelics and mushrooms, if you haven't taken them before, is like, you know, the experience can be euphoric or exciting or mind opening or psychedelic.
Mm.
It can also be challenging and, you know, on the more negative end of the spectrum, challenging and potentially something you really need to kind of focus hard to work through. And so some people like to have a trip sitter or a kind of sober
friend
who can support them. Yeah,
so
support them, just make them feel comfortable, help them through, you know, any difficult bumps or moments.
And I think also because these are growing wild and in varying, you know, different settings, they do vary in strength.
Huge variance. So yeah, that's the other difficult thing is the dosage part. So we obviously, like other drugs we've talked about like before, like cocaine or MDMA, you can bring them in to get checked. You can kind of get a sense of like, okay, this is just cocaine, and so I know that my dose is X.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms, whether you've got a powder or just the plant,
mm-hmm.
can vary really wildly. So the advice there is to, if you want more kind of consistent dose and to know what you're getting across, say, a batch, is to grind it up. And you can potentially, like, you know, make like a honey or a tea out mm-hmm. of that. And then if it's a new batch that you kind of don't have experience with, start with a low dose and to get a gauge on kind of,
yes.
on how strong it is and what the dose is, and avoid don't rush the redose as well, because remembering that onset can take, you know, 30 minutes to an hour.
Yes.
I think those are the main things. The other thing I'd maybe touch on is that people do use like a lot of drugs, really, but particularly psychedelics, people can use them for, you know, self-medication or
mm-hmm.
Kind of self mental health therapy. We've kind of definitely seen a trend in that direction, sometimes microdosing, although sometimes kind of macrodosing as well. There's again some really good resources online that kind of pose different things you might want to consider if you are doing that, around safety, but also around kind of integrating the experience and kind of reflecting on it afterwards as well. And there's some really interesting work going on. I know that lots of research is actually happening right here in the Auckland University around psychedelic, potential psychedelic treatment.
Yes. I did the LSD microdosing study
nice.
Like 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so in March over in the ONG Glen building, there was a conference which was looking at potential community models for psychedelic assisted therapy. So there's kind of nothing like fully formalized yet in New Zealand, but I think we may be heading there. But in the meantime, if people are doing, and we know, like this isn't me like encouraging people to do it, but we know that people do use mushrooms for this purpose, and so I'd encourage people to look at the resources online. There's a website, I think it's maps.org, which is about that kind of integrated psychedelic therapy approach. Yeah.
Okay. Hayden from the Drug Foundation and the level.org.nz. We had a couple of texts. Someone was just going, we always had a squadron leader, better living everyone. Someone said, I've had wonderful times and terrible times on mushies. A nature walk, even through an urban park, can be an amazing experience. And someone just had a question about cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
What is in the cocaine if it isn't cocaine?
We have, that's a really good question, actually. I'll go back to my my drug checking report tab. We've seen, so medications sometimes mixed in. We've seen some speed, caffeine. We've seen crack cocaine. And quite a bit of kind of binders and fillers as well, creatine, that kind of thing. We did see somewhat recently, I think it was at the start of this year or maybe the end of last year, that some heroin was sold as cocaine. And that was, yeah, that was a particularly bad one.
Get it tested. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so people want to find out more, thelevel.org.nz and the Drug Foundation, both online. Great resources.
Yep, and we've got the top article there at the moment is all about mushrooms.
Cheers, Hayden.
Thanks, Johnny.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.